influence them or not. The influence decision, the persuasion decision, is made by the person who's being influenced or persuaded, not by the person who wants to do the influence or the persuasion. It's made by the person who's being influenced or persuaded. See, if I say I want to go influence this person and they say, you know what, I don't believe you, I'm not going to listen to you, I'm not going to be able to influence them. The decision about whether or not it takes place is made by the other person. That's important for us to understand, because then it refocuses us as the communicator, as the influencer, as the persuader, to not thinking it's just something that I go do to other people, but instead of being persuasion technique oriented, it becomes personal transformation oriented on the behalf of the influencer and the persuader. I believe that one of the best things you can do if you want to master communication skills to influence and persuade other people, if you want to be a person who, when you speak, other people listen, or when you write, or when you are involved in a group, other people will listen and you will have influence and persuasion in that group, you need to master a couple of things. The first is your character, and the second is your skills. You see, you communicate in many ways all the time. Communication isn't just what you say, it's how you live. That's why it's important for us to think about this in two particular areas, character and skills. The first, character, things like your attitude and your integrity. See, people